Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate and listen, subscribe, follow the podcast, of course, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there after a weekend of sitting back, relaxing, Eagles victory on Thursday night. And we got a chance yesterday to watch the whole NFL. And one thing I was honing in on, obviously the Chiefs and Bills game was great, and the Ravens and Steelers always great. Electric Sunday night game between Cincinnati and, you know, the Los Angeles Chargers. I think Bo Nix is coming on in Denver. So some cool things around the NFL. But the thing I have my eyes on is the Detroit Lions, because that is the standard right now in the NFC, especially when you watch the 49ers continue to struggle. I think the winner of the NFC West is going to be a 3 or 4 seed. The winner of the NFC South will be the 3 or 4 seed. This is coming down for home field advantage and the supremacy in the NFC to the NFC East winner versus the NFC North winner. Right now, it looks like the Philadelphia Eagles have the NFC East on a good hold, and the Detroit Lions, although only one up on the Minnesota Vikings, they look like the best team in pro football right now. So I'm watching yesterday, and I'm watching our old friend Doug Peterson get just rocked by the Lions. Touchdowns on seven straight drives. They had a 645 in terms of their total yardage for the game. Set a team record for first downs with 38. I mean, they were unreal yesterday. They did whatever they wanted. Run, throw, whatever the Lions wanted yesterday, they did. For most of the season, that's what it's been. It's why right now I consider them the number one team in the National Football League. But here's what's striking me, because I wanted to dive into the numbers here. You know, as we are now, we're through a good portion of this season, right? We have gotten through, you know, next week's Thanksgiving. So we have found our way through the bulk of this season. And I wanted to ask myself and ask all of us, honestly, are the Eagles in the Lions class? Are they actually in their class? What is the differentiating marks between the two teams? How close are the Eagles in key statistical categories? In the area we think the Eagles are actually stronger, are they stronger? Is it close? How do these two teams, tell the tape, line up? I'll tell you what I came up with here. I'll break down the numbers in this episode, and I'll tell you the key to this flipping towards the Eagles. Because right now, I think you'd be lying if you said the Eagles were a better football team right now than the Detroit Lions. Now, is the gap gigantic? Let's dive into that. Because that is what our eyes are telling us. It's not a gigantic gap. Let's see what the numbers say, and they kind of play this thing out if we do see this game in January, and what will be the most critical aspect of a matchup between the Lions and the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, let's start tail of the tape here between the Lions and Eagles. Let's start on the offensive side of the football, okay? Because that's where these two teams, you really think of them. That's where their stars mostly are. But the other side's pretty good too. But let's start with the offense, okay? The Lions now rank first in the NFL overall in points per game. They're at 33.6. They remind me of the greatest show on turf. Yards per play, they are third at 6.3. Quarterback sack percentage of dropbacks that ended a sack. 6.3% for Goff this year. That ranks 13th in the NFL. So they're not quite elite in that category, despite having a very good offensive line. They're not elite there. They are more closer to average than elite. Third down conversion percentage. They are 6th in the NFL at 45%. Passing yards per game, they are 6th at 242.5 yards per game through the air. So they rank, and these are the five statistical markers on offense that I consider the most important moving forward. Points per game, yards per play, quarterback sack percentage, third down conversion percentage, passing yards per game. So they rank 1st, 3rd, 13th, 6th, and 6th. Now let's go to the Eagles offense. Points per game, 25.9. That ranks 7th in the NFL. Yards per play, 5.8. That ranks 9th in the NFL. Quarterback sack percentage, 30th. Jalen Hurts has taken a sack on 9.83% of dropbacks this season. That is 3rd to worst in the National Football League. Third down conversion percentage, 41.1. That's 11th. Passing yards per game, 22nd. So you see the differentiation between this offense. The Eagles are a good offense. The Lions are a great offense. You know, their points are, you know, more than a touchdown apart. Their yards per play is about a half yard per play, which adds up over the course of a game. Their quarterback sack percentage is gigantically different. One team is above average. One team is towards the bottom of the NFL. Third down conversion percentage, Lions are 6th, Eagles 11th. Passing yards per game, the Lions at 6th, the Eagles at 22nd. Let's go to the defense, and then we'll kind of dive back in to how I think this matchup would go and how close I think the two teams are right now. Okay, defensive numbers. Let's start with the Lions. Points per game allowed, 17.7. That's 5th. Opponents' yards per play, 5.3. That ranks 13th in the National Football League. Excuse me. Average opponent passer rating. Number one in the NFL for the Lions, 73.6 for the average opponent passer rating in games when they've played them. They've turned these quarterbacks into that, 73.6 on the season. Third down conversion percentage, number one in the NFL, 30.3, and pass rush win rate at 14%. Let's go to the Eagles now. So the Lions rank 5th, 13th, 1st, 1st, 14th. The Eagles, points per game allowed, 17.96, just right underneath Detroit. Opponent yards per play, 2nd in the NFL at 4.7. Average opponent passer rating, 78.9. That's 3rd in the NFL. Third down defense, 7th at 34.7. Pass rush win rate at 45%. One note on the pass rush win rate for both teams. This stat is via ESPN. They kind of recalculate everything after the Monday night game, so it's not updated. That's the only stat not updated for this past week. But they're pretty close, 42%, 45%, 14th in the NFL versus 10th. I'd be surprised if one game on either side changed this dramatically. We're probably talking about two teams, you know, between 16, you know, 8 and 16 in the NFL in pass rush win rate. And obviously the Aiden Hutchinson injury has dramatically affected the kind of pass rush the Lions get. They did trade for Za'Darius Smith. We'll see how his progress goes as the season goes. But takeaways. The Lions' defense is good. The Eagles' defense, I would say, is slightly better. Points per game allowed is basically the same thing. Opponent yards per play, much better for the Eagles. Opponent passer rating is almost negligible. It's pretty much the same, 1st and 3rd. Third down defense, they're better, 1st to 7th. Pass rush win rate, the Eagles are better. I would give the slight edge defensively to the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Eagles' defense has just got slightly more good players, a more experienced coordinator. You know, the Lions defense, they're led by Brian Branch. He's a star. Jack Campbell's becoming a star at linebacker. That's us, their linebacker, Anzalone. Okay, so he's out for a little while. He'll probably back for the postseason. The Hutchinson loss is real. I like the Lions' D tackles. I like the Lions' secondary. But I think the Eagles have probably the best corner overall of the teams. That would be Quinyon Mitchell. They probably have the best slot of the two teams with Cooper DeJean. The best safety of the two teams is obviously Brian Branch. The best linebacker of the two teams right now is Zach Bond. The best defensive tackle is Jalen Carter. And I would say the Eagles collectively probably have the better edges, and Josh Sweat's probably better than Za'Darius Smith. So just I think overall the Eagles defense I would rank above. Overall, I would rank the Lions offense above the Eagles offense, overall, I would rank the Eagles defense above the Lions defense. If Hutchinson was there, I think this would be also a mismatch, and the Lions defense would probably be closer to the top five in the whole league, and their pressure percentage would be top five. Like, they would just, they'd be clearly better if they didn't lose him. And I don't know what his prognosis is. There was that long-term kind of, you know, pie-in-the-sky idea that maybe Aiden Hutchinson would be back for a Super Bowl, but there was never really any reporting that he could be back before a Super Bowl. So that would surprise me if Hutchinson is on the field for a potential NFC championship game between these two. It would surprise me.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So as I break this thing down, I think the best way I could frame it is right now the Lions are a better football team. They're better. The gap between these two teams is not as big as I thought it was 3, 4, 5 weeks ago. Because then I would have said, yeah, they're not really, they're not close at all. I don't believe that. I believe on the right day, the Eagles' strengths with their defense could force Jared Goff into mistakes, and it could change this football game. But I'm going to give you the key areas over the next 2 months that the Eagles have to be better at in order to actually have a legitimate chance to beat the Lions in an NFC championship game. There's two areas. They're intertwined. They go together. And then I'm going to tell you the X factor to maybe negating some of the need for those X factors to be as big as we previously thought, okay? So the number one by a mile X factor for the Philadelphia Eagles to get where they want to go and to be on the same plane as the Detroit Lions come NFC Championship weekend. The number one by far is they have to get their passing game to a higher efficiency and to more of a volume of the game. Detroit, and you could, I know what people say, whenever I say this, well, they run the football, well, they're up in games. Detroit runs the football a lot too. Detroit has two great backs that, you know, I'm sure they think surpass what they have with Saquon because it's 2 versus 1, but whatever. They equal out to a great dynamic running game. They use Gibbs and Montgomery as a tandem. The Eagles use Saquon. So it's similar. They're both winning by a lot in games. Like, there's... You could kind of scale it out. It's still not good enough. And that's the Eagles passing game. The Detroit Lions right now rank in terms of passing yards per game, 242.5. That's sixth in the NFL. The Eagles rank one at 198.2, ranked 22nd. That's a big gap. That is a big gap in passing yards per game. The Detroit passing attack is just better than the Eagles passing attack right now. And the margin's too big. That has to be cleaned up. And this goes intertwined with it. The quarterback sack percentage. Jalen Hurts has taken sacks at a rate that is unsustainable to lead big-time offense and to win a Super Bowl. He's taken sacks way, way, way too much of the time. And when you're in an offense that relies on explosive plays and you're an offense that relies on holding the ball and clock and all that, you can't have negatives. Negatives throw everything off schedule, and it relies on, you know, more home runs, you know, more special plays to get out of that. And I think that is one of the biggest differentiators right now is Goff is above average. The Lions are above average. They're taking sacks, and the Eagles are towards the bottom of the NFL. In an NFC championship game, if it comes down to this, that feels like a very major, major type of thing that we'll look up at the end of the game, and Goff was sacked once or twice, and Jalen was sacked four or five times. And that changes the whole math on the football game. So that's critical. You know, over the next 2 months, let's assume the Eagles will hold on and win the NFC East. And let's assume the NFC East, you know, barring a big setback by both the Eagles and Commanders, the NFC East looks like it's going to net the number two seed in the NFC. So, like, if those things are just assumptions, and I know we can't assume anything, but if those things are assumptions, the two things the Eagles need to work on and cross their fingers on for the next 2 months, number one is health. Always health, because you want to go into the postseason with the players you got right now and as healthy as you could be. But number two is they have to get the passing game right. That is the number two thing they have to do. They have to get this passing game closer to, I would say, a top 10 passing game than a top 20 passing game, or wherever you want to frame what they are right now when you add in pass efficiency rating and you add in yards per game and all that kind of stuff. That has to change. The second thing, and where I think the Eagles would have a shot to mitigate the advantages the Lions have, is if the Eagles can not just take care of business, but can thrive over the next month and steal home field advantage from the Detroit Lions. Detroit is a different team at home. Jared Goff's a different team, quarterback in that dome. They've outscored their opponents by 99 points at home so far this season. They are incredible there. They remind me offensively, and a little bit of their team, just in general with the way they built it, with the quarterback, running back, receivers, the whole thing. They remind me of like a tough, if you took the greatest show on turf, but like increased their toughness, if this was like Madden, like by 50%, they're a tough, physical, greatest show on turf. They do it in their way, but they are the greatest show on turf right now. They're the best NFL offense right now by a lot. And if you get them out of their comfort zone, you get them in cold weather, you get them on grass here in Philadelphia, it could change everything. You could take them down, you know, 15% from what they are right now. It evens the playing field. It also, I think, would boost what the Eagles want to do, which is run the football. If you muck and grind the game and you make the game cold weather, outdoors, with an element of Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley running the football, and Jalen with more experience in January, winning football games outdoors in the cold than Jared Goff, I think it would give the Eagles the advantage to potentially win that game and get to the Super Bowl. So there's two ways they could beat the Lions, because right now I do believe the Lions are better than the Eagles. Is the gap insane? No. Are the Eagles close? Yes. Are they in the same class? I would say the top class in the NFC is the Lions. The next class is the Eagles. So they're right underneath their class in the next class in the NFC. And maybe it's their own class by themselves. Maybe it's Lions, and then it's the Eagles right after that. But they're close to the Lions class. But they need to get one of two things. They need to either get the passing game better. Jalen has to stop taking sacks at a ridiculous percentage. Or, because if they get both, then they'll definitely go to the Super Bowl. They need to find a way to get that football game here in Philadelphia, because it will negate how much better the Lions are right now. It will negate their strengths. It will put them on a similar playing field to each other, and it will change the trajectory of the NFC. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Something tells me it's not the last time we'll be talking about the Lions and the Eagles. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.